主复活了。
He is risen. He is risen indeed.
主真的复活了。嗯，有些人记得。
Some of you remembered how to respond.
这是古代教会的传统。
This is a church tradition.
在复活节的清晨，基督徒见面要互相的彼此问安。
In the morning of Easter, how people greet each other.
一方面会说主复活了。
So one person would say he is risen.
另一方面会回答说主真的复活了。
The other party will respond by saying he is risen indeed.
耶稣复活了是基督信仰里面最基要的真理。
Jesus is risen, and this is indeed the foundation of Christian belief.
甚至在使徒的时代。
Even in the time of the apostles,
在新约圣经中我们可以看到
in the New Testament, we can see that
当时的教会就已经开始守主日
that the church at that time has started observing the Lord's Day.
是什么使这些基督徒从犹太人的传统的安息日改变为守主日呢？
Why did they switch from the Jewish Sabbath to the Lord's Day on Sunday?
那是因为耶稣是在七日的第一日从死里复活了。
It's because Jesus was resurrected on the first day of the week.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
意味着两个重要的真理。
It points to two very important truths.
第一，耶稣是主。
Number one, Jesus is Lord.
第二，我们也要复活。
Number two, we also will be resurrected.
最近我在祷告默想中得着的。
Recently, as Reverend Lin has been praying and meditating on these,
深深感觉到
you truly feel that
这两个真理带给我们的
these two points bring up two very important things.
不只是盼望和喜乐
not just joy and hope.
更有着严肃的责任
but also bring upon us a serious responsibility.
第一
Number one,
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
这表明了耶稣是主。
It illustrates that Jesus indeed is Lord.
这是头脑冷静又有科学验证精神的门徒多马。
And in Apostle Thomas, we can see that he was very logical and has a scientific confirmation.
在确定耶稣真是复活了之后
To confirm that Jesus indeed has risen.
多马所出的第一个回应
And Thomas' response.
对主耶稣复活的宣告
Was a declaration of his faith.
就在约翰福音二十章二十八节
In the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 28,
我的主，我的神
said, My Lord and my God.
耶稣复活了。
Jesus is risen.
这是旷古未闻的神迹。
This indeed is an incredible miracle.
证实了耶稣是主。
It proved that Jesus is Lord.
这是彼得在第一次公开传道的时候讲的信息。
And this is a message that Peter gave in the first public speaking.
在使徒行传二章三十六节。
In Acts chapter 2, verses 36.
彼得说
Peter said,
故此以色列全家当确实的知道。
Therefore, that all Israel be assured of this.
你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
God has made this Jesus whom you crucify both Lord and Christ.
耶稣是以罪犯的刑罚处死的。
Jesus died as a criminal.
在申命记二十一章二十三节更说凡是挂在木头上的都是受咒诅的。
In Deuteronomy chapter 21 verse 23 says, curses everyone who's hung on a tree.
甚至同情耶稣的人如伊马忤斯的门徒。
Even those who have sympathized with Jesus.
也不过因为他只是另一位先知而已。
They also thought Jesus was just a prophet.
但上帝却是耶稣复活了。
But Jesus, was able to empower Jesus so he resurrected.
上帝是用一个断然改变事实的方法。
He used a way to change the truth.
上帝是用一种使人是不可思议的方法。
He used a very incredible way
向世人宣告说
to declare to everyone that
耶稣是主
that Jesus is Lord.
是他所拣选的
He is a chosen one for him.
是他所要高举的。
He's the one he will lift it up.
正如在罗马书一章三至四节说。
In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, says,
论到上帝的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
Regarding his son,
按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是上帝。
Who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
更有甚者,
and there are people said,
正如罗马书十四章九节所宣告的,
as is declared in the book of Romans chapter 14 verse 9,
因此基督死了又活了,
for this very reason, Christ died and returned to life,
我要做死人并活人的主。
So that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living.
耶稣是主。
Jesus is Lord.
提摩太前书三章十六节更说，他是上帝在肉身显现。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says, Jesus is God appear in the body.
这就姿势体大了。
This is indeed a very great thing.
耶稣是主。
Jesus is Lord.
他就是天上地下一切真理的绝对标准。
He is the absolute standard of truth in heaven and earth.
耶稣在世所说的每一句话。
That everything that he said in this world.
每一个教导。
Every teaching.
都是不折不扣的金科玉律。
Are indeed God's words.
正如他在马太福音二十四章三至五节所说的。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24 verse 35 he says,
天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
耶稣是主。
Jesus is Lord.
他说自己是通向上帝的唯一的道路。
He said he is the only way to go to God.
在约翰福音十四章六节，他说：“若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
John chapter 14 verse 6 says, "No one comes to the Father except through me."
我们就不能够跟那一位信回教的邻居说，我们都是殊途同归，敬拜同一位神。
Therefore, we cannot just tell our Muslim neighbors that, oh, we all believe in the same God.
我们也不能跟那位信佛教的亲友认同说，宗教都是道人向善的。
And we cannot tell our Buddhist friends that, oh, yeah, our religion is the same, telling us to do good deeds.
因为耶稣讲得很清楚。
Because Jesus was very clear.
他是唯一的道路，真理，生命。
He was the only way, in truth. And
耶稣是主。
Jesus is Lord.
他更要做我们生命的主。
He wants to be the Lord of our lives.
在罗马书十章九节那里有一句话大家都很熟悉。
Everyone's very familiar in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that Jesus raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
所以我们每个基督徒都要走过这个窄门才能够得救。
So every Christian needs to walk through this narrow gate in order to be saved.
如果你当年从镜子里出来,
if, when you got up from the baptismal tub,
但是你心里还是说要自己做你生命的主,
yet in your heart you said you still want to be the Lord of your own life.
你有没有得救？我不敢断言。
I cannot promise that did you receive the salvation.
因为按照圣经的标准。
Because according to the standard of the Bible.
按照上帝话语的尺度。
According to the word of God.
你可能还没有。
Maybe you are not saved yet.
所以认耶稣是主。
So confess that Jesus is Lord.
与你得救是与否是切切相关的事情。
It's a requirement for you to obtain salvation.
并且认耶稣是主。
If you confess that Jesus is Lord,
不只是口头上的承认，
not just in your mouth,
更是生命中行为的反应，
but it's a reflection of your life.
为此，耶稣在马太福音七章二十一到二十三节警戒说，
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, Jesus said,
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国。
Not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
并且耶稣接下去说
And Jesus continued to say,
当审判的日子
On the date of judgment,
甚至有人曾经奉耶稣的名传道赶鬼
Maybe some people have used Jesus' name to preach a message,
甚至还能够行异能
to perform miraculous signs,
但是他们却不能进入天国
Some of them may not be able to enter heaven.
上帝不只看我们做了多少
God does not just look at how much we have done.
上帝更看我们活的怎么样
You want to see how we live.
在英文来讲，上帝不是只看你的 doing.
It's not just looking at our doing.
上帝更看你的 being.
And he's looking at our being.
有没有在生命中尊耶稣为主
In your life, do you see Jesus as your Lord?
哥林多后书五章十五节
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verses 15.
替耶稣是主做了一个简单明了的定义。
It has a very clear definition.
基督替众人死
Jesus died for all.
是叫那些活着的人
That those who live
不再为自己活
should no longer live for themselves.
那位替他们死而复活的主活
But for him who died for them and was raised again.
在生命中尊耶稣是主
In our lives, we need to see Jesus as our Lord.
就是以耶稣的教导耶稣的话语作为生命的目标
That our goal of our life should be Jesus' teaching and his words.
举一个例子
Give you an example.
我们许多人都听过奥古斯丁皈依基督的经历。
Many of us have heard the story of Augustine, how he became a Christian.
奥古斯丁本来是个才华出众、口才一流的青年。
He was a very talented young man.
但他生性风流放荡。
But his life was not a good testimony.
是个花花公子。
He was a playboy.
他听了当时米兰主教安波罗修 Ambrose 的讲道。
At that time, he heard a message from the Bishop of Milan, Ambrose.
很有一个慕道的心。
And he had a heart for the gospel.
但是总是下不了决心。
But he couldn't make up his mind.
他放不下世俗情色的生活。
He could not put down his worldly life.
有一天他在院子里痛苦无比。
One day in the backyard, he was suffering.
但是他心中十分的挣扎。
A great struggle within his heart.
忽然听见一个孩子的声音。
Suddenly he heard a child.
用拉丁语说，拿来念，拿来念。
Speaking in Latin said, come read, come read.
他就随手拿起园中座椅上的圣经。
So he took up his Bible.
一打开看见了
He opened it.
这是罗马书十三章十三十四节的话
In Romans chapter 13 verses 13 and 14
行事为人要端正好像行在白昼不可荒宴醉酒不可好色且当不可争竞嫉妒总要佩戴主耶稣基督不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲
Romans chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desire of the sinful nature.
奥古斯丁一下子被上帝的话语责备的心悦诚服。
That time, God's teaching truly affected Augustine's heart.
他不但信了耶稣做救主
Not only did he believe Jesus as his personal savior,
并且在余下的一生
for the rest of his life,
他都在生命中尊耶稣为主
In his life, he tried to live out Jesus as his Lord.
后来他成为了一位备受爱戴的模范基督徒
He became a model Christian later.
被大家推举为希伯城的主教
became a bishop,
并且写了许多基督教的论著
and wrote many good commentaries,
成为教会史上的第一位系统神学家
became a first theological theologist.
复活节所带来的第二个信息
the second truth of Easter,
就是我们也要复活
that we also will be resurrected.
这不单是个福气
It's not just a blessing.
更带来一份的责任。
Also, it's a responsibility.
圣经中对复活讲解最详尽的经文。
There's a passage in the Bible to talk about resurrection.
是在哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
其中特别强调的。
And here it stressed one point.
是耶稣复活对我们生命的影响。
I talk about the resurrection of Christ and how it affects our lives.
哥林多前书十五章二十节说。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verses 20 says.
但基督已经从死里复活。
But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.
成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
The first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
用现代中文译本来讲。
I use a new Chinese translation.
事实上基督已经从死里复活。
Because Jesus has already been risen from the dead.
这是要保证已经死了的人也要复活。
To promise those who have fallen asleep will be resurrected also.
保罗接下去强调三点。
And Paul continued to stress three points.
一，因为有复活，所以我们需要得救。
Number one, because of the resurrection, so we have salvation.
甚至他提到有些人是在临终还要信主受洗的。
Talk about someone they may accept the Lord before they died.
那在第十九节他说
Verse 19 it says
如果我们信基督的人只在今生有希望
If only for this life we have hope in Christ
我们就比世界上任何人更可怜。
We are to be pitied more than all men.
第二点保罗说到
Second point
因为有复活
Because of the resurrection,
所以我们要过成圣的生活。
We want to live a life of sanctification.
第三十二到三十四节说
，Verse 32 to 34 says,
如果死人不复活，那么就像俗语所说的，让我们吃吃喝喝吧，反正明天就要死了。
If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, or tomorrow we die.
不要受愚弄了，坏的有伴会败坏品德。要醒悟，不要再犯罪。
Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning.
第三点，保罗说。
Verse 3, Paul says.
因为有复活。
Because of resurrection.
所以我们要把握今生来服侍主。
We need to take our time in this life to serve the Lord.
那保罗在讲了复活多么奇妙，多么伟大之后，最后的第五十八节。的结论乃是
After Paul talked about the wonders of resurrection, the conclusion in verse 58 says,
我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动。
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm.
常常竭力，多做主工。
Let nothing move you, always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord.
因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
如果人死如灯灭。
If we die just like a fire had gone out,
没有复活，没有永恒。
No resurrection, no eternity.
只有短暂的今生。
Only the life in this world.
宇宙中就没有所谓对跟错。
Then in this universe, there's no right or wrong.
仁爱、公义都不存在，也没有价值。
There's no value in love or righteousness.
在唯物主义的今生当中。
In
materialistic.
In a materialistic world today,
那只有弱肉强食，适者生存。
We only talk about the survival of the fittest.
是人世间唯一的法则。
That became the rule of this world.
其余的也就无所谓了。
But everything else doesn't matter.
但是
，But
因为有死人复活
，because the dead was risen，
所以今生所做的一切都有永恒的意义。
So everything that we do today has special meaning.
在永恒中
In eternity,
当死人复活的时候
after the dead were raised,
每个人都要为今生所做的一切
everyone need to hold account of what they have done in this life,
受耶稣基督的考验和检定
to go through Jesus' standard.
耶稣自己在约翰福音五章二十八到二十九节就说过
Jesus himself says in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 28,
时候要到
For time is coming.
凡在坟墓里的要听见他的声音就出来。
When all who are in their graves will hear his voice.
行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned.
在使徒行传十七章三十到三十一节。
in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 30 to 31.
保罗在雅典传道的信息当中
The message of Paul to Athens
指出说
It says
世人蒙昧无知的时候上帝并不鉴察
In the past God overlooked such ignorance
请打回那一张但如今却吩咐
Chinese please
中文各处的人都要悔改因为他已经定了日子要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下并且要让他从死里复活给万人做可信的凭据
In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he condemns all people everywhere to repent, for he has set a day when he would judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead.
耶稣的复活
The resurrection of Jesus
更是上帝安排的凭据
It's indeed evidence of God's arrangement
我们人人每一天都要有一天都要复活
Every one of us one day we will be raised
向耶稣为今生所做的一切做出交代
And to give accounting to Jesus of what we have done in this world
但是对于一个真心尊耶稣基督为主的人
But for those who are truly believe in Jesus,
有一天要复活，面对主的检验，并不是可怕的。
For them, one day facing Jesus is not something to be fearful of.
那这真理促使我们
This truth will help us
每一天活得更为谨慎，更为用心
To live more carefully and vigilantly every day.
因为有一天我们的一生
Because one day our life.
都要在主耶稣的口中
will be in Jesus' mouth
得到他最确切最公正最彻底的评价
to receive the absolute judgment
正如哥林多后书五章七到十节说
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 7 to 10 says,
因为我们行事为人是凭着信心不是凭着眼见我们坦然无惧是更愿意离开身体与主同在所以无论是住在身内离开身外我们立了志向要得主的喜悦因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受吧
We live by faith not by sight We are confident I said and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we made it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
我们欢欣感恩庆祝耶稣复活。
We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为这表明了耶稣是主。
Because it shows that Jesus indeed is Lord.
并且我们有一天也要复活。
And one day we will also be resurrected.
你如果希望在今生活得有意义。
If you want to live a meaningful life in this life.
在永恒中面对主的时候不羞愧。
And not be fearful as you face Jesus.
你就要今天在生命中
Today in your life,
尊耶稣为主。
You need to accept that Jesus as the Lord of your lives.
让我们每一天每一件事上。
So every day in everything that we do.
在我们每一天所讲的一句话上。
In everything that we say every day.
在我们每一天所做的每一个决定上。
In every decision that we make every day.
让我们想一想。
Let's think about it.
耶稣会喜悦吗？
Will this be pleasing to the Lord?
有一天这个可以对主交代吗?
Can we tell this to the Lord?
让我们每一天都能够这么样子的心来过日子。
If we have this kind of heart to live our lives every day,
我们每一天都会活得充实，活得有价值。
And every day will be very meaningful and valuable.
并且无论主是在早晨、在晚上、在明天或者一年或者十年后来接我们。
Regardless when Jesus will be coming, it could be tomorrow, it could be the month later.
我们都能够不羞愧 随时准备好去面对主。
We'll be prepared to meet him without shame.
我这次个今年的复活节这篇的信息我很挣扎。
Reverend Lin has been struggling with the message for the Easter this year.
我把信息重写了三次。
He rewrote it three times.
每次都重新再写过。
And every time he start from scratch.
因为我一直觉得神有一个信息要我跟大家分享。
He felt that God has a very special message for him to share with
the congregation. 我们要在生命中尊耶稣为主。
That in our lives we need to accept Jesus as our Lord.
并且我们要每一天活得讨主的喜。
And every day we need to live life that's pleasing to the Lord.
不能够糊糊涂涂的过日子。
Cannot just live our life without any goal.
因为有复活。
Because there's resurrection.
每一天我们每个人都要向主做出交代。
Someday, every one of us will have to give accounting to the Lord.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们活得能够对主不羞愧。
So one day, we can face him without shame.
也让我们每一天靠着上帝的恩典活得荣耀主。
Every day, through God's grace, we can bring glory to his name.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父。
Our merciful Heavenly Father.
求你施恩。
May you give us grace.
我们感谢你，因为耶稣是主。
We thank you because Jesus is Lord.
使我们知道，在人生的众多理论跟原理之中
，that in all the philosophy and discussions，
而呢，在众多的主义当中
，in all the man's ideas，
唯有耶稣才是真理。
That we can know that only Jesus is the truth.
我们跟随他的，就不在黑暗里面走。
For those who follow him is no longer in darkness.
We are 得着生命的光。
We will receive the light of life.
在这个复活节。
In this Easter.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
愿耶稣的光照耀我们每个人的内心。
May the light of Jesus shine upon every single one of our hearts.
愿耶稣的光光照我们每个人的生命。
May the light of Jesus shine on all our lives.
愿耶稣的光照进我们每一个的家庭。
May the light of Jesus shine upon every family.
照进我们生命的每一个角落。
Shine to every corner of our life.
也让我们都能够是所做的一切能够安然的在主的眼中被视为美好。
So what we do will be considered acceptable in God's eyes.
耶稣已经复活了。
Jesus is risen.
因为他是主。
Because he is Lord.
并且他为我们死。
Because he died for us.
以致我们活着的人能够为主而活。
So those of us who are still living can live for him.
求主的圣灵进入到我们生命里面。
May the Holy Spirit enter into us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
以致我们从今天开始。
Starting from today.
每个人的生命都能够为主而活。
That every one of us can live for Christ.
让耶稣基督在我们生命中显大。
That Jesus Christ be manifested in our lives.
主啊，很多的时候我们在你面前很愿意。
Lord, so many times that we're willing before you.
但是当我们在外面的时候，我们忘记。
But after we left the church, we forget.
当试探来的时候，我们会软弱。
That we're weak facing a temptation.
求主帮助。
May you help us, Lord.
让我们每一天都能够尊主为大。
That every day we can see that indeed you are the Lord of our lives.
恭敬的祷告。
We prayed.
奉我主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们唱一首诗歌回应神的话。469首。
Response.
为耶稣而活。
436.Living for Jesus, a life that is true. Striving to please Him in all that I do. Yielding allegiance, flat-hearted and free. This is a pathwayA blessing for me. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thy atonement this give thyself for me. I owe no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. 为耶稣而活, 祂为我受死, 背负我罪债, 受凌辱唾弃。 如此大慈爱, 感动我归依。 我愿歇一切, 跟随主到底。 基督耶稣我救主, 我献身心给你。 因你在十字架上, 甘愿为我舍己。 你是我唯一主宰, 我心托你宝座。 从此我要为主而活。 主啊, 专一为你。 Living for Jesus through her little while, my dearest treasure, the light of his smile. Seeking the lost ones, he died to redeem. Bringing the weary to find rest in him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee. For thou in thy atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone.